Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a Realtor can help answer. Because Realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what Realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hi, everyone. I'm Laura Adams, and you're listening to the Money Girl Podcast. Getting a home mortgage means you're responsible for repaying a big debt on time. But there's another expense that you can't forget about, and that's home insurance. Most lenders will require you to have a homeowner's policy. However, just because you have to buy one doesn't mean you should overpay for it. In this episode, I'll give you five easy ways to save money on home insurance. Home insurance protects you and your lender from damage caused by unforeseen events, like a devastating fire erupting from the basement, a lawsuit from an unfortunate visitor who has a slip and fall, or a thief who takes all your valuables while you're on vacation sipping fruity drinks on the beach. But a standard homeowner's insurance policy doesn't cover every possible natural disaster. For instance, it never includes protection against floods or earthquakes. You have to buy separate policies for those. Home insurance includes the following four basic types of coverage. 1. Your home structure, such as the roof or walls. 2. Your personal belongings, like furniture and clothing. 3. Liability for issues like getting involved in a lawsuit. 4. Additional living expenses if you can't live in your home during renovations. The price you have to pay for all this protection depends on many factors concerning your home and you. The home's age, location, and construction type play a huge role in your rate. But there are personal factors too, like whether you smoke, have a history of making home insurance claims, and have good credit. After you pay off a mortgage and own your home outright, you aren't legally required to have home insurance. However, it's still a good idea to have enough coverage to protect your finances. Here are five of the best tips to save money on home insurance. Savings tip number 1, raise your deductible. Your deductible is the amount you have to pay for a covered claim before your insurance company gives you benefits. It typically applies to property claims, but not for liability. Also, depending on where you live, you may have an additional deductible for a specific natural disaster, such as a hurricane or hailstorm. Let's say you have home insurance with a $500 deductible and make a claim for a kitchen fire that will cost $20,000 to repair. You'll have to pay $500, and the insurer would pick up the rest of the cost by sending you a check for $19,500. An insurance deductible and your annual rate work like a seesaw. When your deductible goes down, your premium or rate goes up. And the same is true in reverse. When you increase your deductible, your premium goes down. So use this strategy to save money. But don't raise your deductible so high that you'd get yourself into financial trouble if you actually had to make a claim.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's S-A-U-C-O-N-Y.com.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Savings tip number two, maintain good credit. Many consumers don't realize that credit is a factor in how insurers evaluate you. The vast majority of carriers in most states use a credit-based insurance score to set your rates for both home and auto insurance. Insurers have found that policyholders with poor credit tend to make more claims. So they increase your rate to adjust for that potential future risk. That means, in addition to improving your overall personal finances, establishing a good credit history will cut your insurance costs. I did a previous podcast on this topic, which is called What You Should Know About Credit-Based Insurance Scores. Some simple strategies for improving your credit include paying all your bills and credit accounts on time, never maxing out credit cards, and checking your credit report on a regular basis to correct errors that may be hurting you. For more information about how to increase your credit score, download the Credit Score Survival Kit. It's a free video tutorial that I created to show you step-by-step how to check your credit and get errors corrected. Plus, it includes an ebook and audiobook that explains smart strategies to build credit fast. Just visit smartmovestogrowrich.com and click the button that says Credit Score Survival Kit. I'll put a link to this resource in the notes for this show on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. Savings tip number three, bundle your insurance. Most companies that sell home insurance also sell other kinds of policies, such as auto or life insurance. If you purchase more than one type of insurance from a carrier, it may qualify you for a discount that could be as high as 15%. You still need to compare prices and make sure that a bundled price is really lower than buying separate policies from different insurers. Savings tip number four, ask for discounts. Speaking of getting a price break, if you're not getting all the home insurance discounts you're eligible for, you're paying too much. Here are some examples of discounts that can cut your rates. Living near a local fire department. Having safety devices, such as a security system and deadbolt locks. Having a history of being claims-free. Having an impact-resistant roof. Making home renovations, such as installing new wiring. Installing sensors that detect gas or water leaks. And not smoking. Note that the insurance discounts you're eligible for vary by company and the state where you live. Savings tip number five. Shop around. Insurance rates vary considerably from carrier to carrier, even for the same property. And as I mentioned, so do the discounts that different companies offer. So your best defense is to shop around on a regular basis. If you already have a home insurance policy, let your agent know that you're looking for the best price and see if they can cut your rate. Sometimes sticking with your current insurer qualifies you for a loyalty discount. However, until you shop around, you simply won't know if a better deal is out there. It's easy to get free quotes with no obligation at sites like insurancequotes.com and netquote.com. They match you with the top nationwide carriers who write policies in your zip code. No matter what, take a few minutes each year to compare the price you're paying for home insurance to brand new quotes. If you have questions about insurance, any kind of insurance, email them to me at money@quickanddirtytips.com. If we haven't connected on social media yet, please visit Facebook and do a search for Money Girl. On Twitter, you'll find me under username @LauraAdams, LauraAdams, with no space. Everything I mentioned is on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. To read a transcript of this show, look for episode number 341, called 5 Ways to Save Money on Home Insurance. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.